USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just hours after a mass shooting at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas, leaves 20 people dead and 26 people wounded, a man opens fire in Dayton, Ohio, killing 9 people before police kill him. A Dayton police spokesman says,
"We're doing everything we can to investigate it and try to identify the motivation behind this."
The shooting's happening there in the streets near Ned Pepper's Bar in Dayton's Oregon District at about 1 o'clock local time. In the El Paso Walmart shootings, police have a 21-year-old white male suspect from Allen, Texas, in custody. They say, besides murder, he could face hate crime charges. Moscow police cracking down hard again on an unsanctioned election protest for the second straight weekend, detaining over 800 people. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
A celebration turns tragic as authorities in California now say the victims of Friday's cliff collapse near San Diego were all members of the same family at the beach to celebrate one of them beating breast cancer. One of them died at the scene. She was Elizabeth Cox, the cancer survivor. Her sister and her niece died at a hospital. The three were there north of San Diego when a large slab of beachside cliff fell right on top of them. The Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2019 inducted last night at ceremonies in Canton, Ohio. Among the members of this year's class, former Baltimore Raven Ed Reed.
I loved it all, especially when I heard that Reed in M&T Bank Stadium. What I wouldn't give for one more interception.
Others in the class, Tony Gonzalez, Champ Bailey, and Ty Law. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Two United Airlines pilots are under arrest in Scotland after allegedly drinking booze before they were scheduled to fly to the United States. The two pilots, ages 45 and 61, arrested before the Saturday morning flight that was to leave Glasgow and was headed to Newark, New Jersey. The flight ended up canceled altogether. United says it has a strict zero-tolerance policy when it comes to alcohol. President Trump threatening to impose additional tariffs on Chinese goods and services effective the 1st of September. We get a look at this story from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The new tariffs will impose an additional 10% on roughly $300 billion in Chinese imports beginning the 1st of next month. Mr. Trump has been described as frustrated over Beijing's lack of any new offers to rein in policies that amount to the widespread theft of U.S. technologies and intellectual property.
We can't just go and make an even deal with China. We have to make a much better deal with China because right now they have a very unfair playing field and I'm turning it around.
Mr. Trump added that American consumers will not suffer a negative impact if the new tariffs are imposed. I'm John Clemens.
And the actual NFL season has not begun yet, but it's football season already for gamers as Madden NFL 20 was released on Friday. So if you have a big Madden NFL fan, you're probably not seeing much of them this weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.